Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending time with you again today. This is our third episode, so thank you for joining me. If you want a general framework for what this podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get a little bit of a flavor for what we're doing and what we're talking about. So in the last episode, we started diving into the who you are, the who, not the rock band, the who you are right now. We covered the importance of truthful I am statements and why it's so important to align who you are with what you do in the way you talk about yourself. We talked less about the importance of specifically what it is you're doing now. It could be anything. More about how we fall into this trap of defining ourselves based solely on what it is we're doing professionally. And we conflate the two too often incorrectly. So before we go on, I'd like to ask you to get your own I am statements back into focus and your what you do statement as well. And you don't have to say them out loud to anyone else or tell anybody or go on a podcast and recite them to the world or anything like that. But if you want to use mine as reference, again, they are, I am strong, I am caring, I am valuable, I am competent. And my what I do statement is, I host the Mindset Coach Podcast and I teach my approach for a high-functioning mindset to as many people as I can. So we're not talking about my statements here or diagnosing them, but you can use mine to base yours off of at least. But let's switch gears now and talk about a related topic, which is a fun one, and it's always on people's minds. It relates to how we stack up, quote unquote, stack up, the competitive aspects of life, competition. So if we've identified who we are and feel confident and secure that that's truthful, or it can be aspirational, how far will that take us when we start comparing ourselves to other people? The comparison happens all the time. Sometimes we're aware of it, sometimes we're not. Sometimes other people compare themselves to us, and sometimes it's the other way around. But when I tell you that this is the most studied area of mindset and high performance coaching, I mean it. It's the effect of how ego, or comparing ourselves solely to another person as to determine whether we're better or worse than that person, the effect of how ego can actually hold us back. So some people think that by comparing ourselves to another person in a job or a sport or a career or a company, we're giving ourselves a target or a goal, and that that's a real positive thing or something that can be used as motivation because it's something, or better yet, someone that's tangible that we can point to. You know, I want to be better than that person because I think I am, so I'm going to try. And as I said, this topic has come up in every sports psychology session I've ever had. There have been hundreds of those. And the data out there is clear. That type of ego-driven thinking is extremely limiting. It caps or stunts our development and our success. It's like wearing blinders. It might work in the short term, and the blinders we're wearing might not totally block our vision at first, but in a pretty short period of time, that ego-driven competitive mindset where we're basing all of our success on being better or worse than someone or something else will backfire. It just will. Ever hear of anything called sibling rivalry? It basically means siblings battling as to who's better, whatever that means. How about playing a sport when you're competing against someone else or an opposing team, or even within your own team for a spot in the starting lineup? Or how about at work when you're competing for a promotion against coworkers? or in the field of entertainment when you're competing to get a role. So these are all valid real-life examples. But if you're evaluating who you are in these very individual one-time experiences, you're bound to get frustrated. You won't see it as just a test that's part of the much bigger journey. You'll get hung up or too emotionally tied to one individual outcome, right? So let's use an example. Football teams in the United States play 17-game regular season schedules. And before the season starts, every team wants to win the big game at the end of the year. It's a long season, including preseason, which seems to get longer every year. Teams could be playing games across like 6 calendar months. So let's say, hypothetical, that the Kansas City Chiefs lose their first game of the year to the New York Jets. Wishful thinking for Jets fans. So Kansas City is 0-1. 0 wins, 1 loss. At that point, do you think the Chiefs believe that they're a terrible failure of a team? Or that they're not as good as the Jets? Or that their season is lost? Or that they'll probably lose their next game too? Or none of those? I can tell you it's none of those. I don't even have to ask any of the players. They do everything they can to win each game, but they don't evaluate who they are as a football team or what their goal or potential is based on losing a game. The game acts as an individual test, and there are 17 of them throughout the year for U.S. pro football teams. Together, combined, all of them, they tell the story of who they are as a football team that season. But individually, team versus team, it doesn't tell them whether they're successful, insignificant, or not. So the comparison we focus on related to who we are really has nothing to do with how we perceive stacking up against other people, teams, or companies. 100% of our focus should be on meeting our own objectives, goals, and hopes and dreams. So I encourage you to spend time on the who of mindset, like we've been talking about. And then the next 20, 30, 100, however many episodes, we can focus on what's happening in your mindset. But for now, don't even worry about what someone else is thinking or doing. So it seems like probably a good spot to pause and talk about goals and attaining success and significance against those goals. So this is where your practice of focusing on your mindset and not anyone else's comes into play. And one of the best pieces of advice I ever got was this: do not listen to anyone who has not already walked the exact path that you're trying to walk in your life. Most people that give advice, solicited or not solicited, don't know what they're talking about if they haven't walked the walk before. They know as much as you do. So they could be well-meaning, they could be well-educated, well-studied. Most of the time, they are those things. But if you're looking outward to have people give you a gauge of where you're at on the path that you're taking, be careful that they're someone you're sure has walked your path before or at least has come close to it. In other words, if you're looking to be successful and significant and what that means to you, look outward at other people for inspiration from time to time, sure, but then stop there. Don't compare who you are to who they are. Don't compare their results against yours and have it be an indictment on who you are. Two other tidbits I want to mention that are coming to mind right now that relate to this topic of who you are versus everybody else. It's more advice I got when I was quite young from both my parents, who said the same thing to me at separate times. It was, "I don't care what it is you decide to do or who you want to be in your life. I just want you to be the very best you can be at whatever it is." And that has stuck with me forever, obviously, since I'm mentioning it on my podcast. It was basically giving me license to just do the work on my mindset in everything I was doing. And it was putting responsibility on me to decide what my own potential was and how I was going to achieve it. I can tell you, if you had heard that, you know, said to you as a kid, you would probably not leave any stone uncovered in your pursuit of success in whatever it is you were doing. On the flip side, I heard a comment from somebody recently who said there's no such thing as competition. That's just wrong. Competition is everywhere, and it's happening to you right now. The kind of competition that's good, rooted in authenticity and not ego, is everywhere. Think about how you wake up in the morning, and some mornings you don't want to, right? You're competing against yourself and competing against the part of yourself that would sleep in until noon. So basically, competition is everywhere that you have to fight natural urges that would tell you otherwise in order to go above and beyond, and in our case, achieve success and significance that you don't just fall into. Here's the takeaway. We have statements that are called I am statements. We have a what we do statement for right now. We have an eye towards the future, and we're on a journey to success and significance. And by the way, we'll cover the how and the why throughout the entire series after we get done setting the foundation in these first handful of episodes. So as we're on this journey, there are going to be outside influences, opinions, people who don't understand the who behind who you are, people who compare themselves to you. In terms of your mindset, pay them no mind. Critics are everywhere. You don't have to look hard for them, nor should you try to. Ask Taylor Swift. Gosh, I saw a great speech by her the other day where she talked about trying to appease people and how she changed her music and lost her identity for a while there. Well, I'd say she found it. Look at anyone in your own life that you think of as a significant or successful person. If you're trying to do something really significant, the general groundswell, so to speak, is not one that will pump you up or encourage you. That part's up to us. It'll be one that questions and pokes and prods and holds you back, or worse. So you have to rely on your mindset to block out the garbage. I'm not suggesting isolating yourself in a box, but part of the mindset training here is not paying attention to or putting, you know, too much stake in outside factors. It does mean that you're not to directly compare your value or performance or skills or success against anyone else's. You might be skeptical of this approach, and that's okay. But I have seen light bulbs go on in people's minds, genius being unlocked, literally, when they get the burden of comparing who they are against someone else off their shoulders. It's like a weight is lifted when I tell people that they do, in fact, have approval to not evaluate their success or significance in relation to someone else's achievements. I can't tell you the freeing effect that has on people. Just that one thing, when they understand they can be just as competitive with themselves, if not more, than if they were channeling all that energy at someone else and away from them. And that's the takeaway, folks. Get ego out of the equation, focus on your own mindset, focus on your own skills and competencies, and put all that energy on what you can control. It doesn't matter what your opponent, your colleague, your family member, or anyone else is doing or saying or judging. It's about what you can do to the best of your abilities. It's your time. This is your life. It's your mindset. And you get to choose how you approach your journey. Next time on the Mindset Coach podcast, we'll tackle another important peg for mindset, the where. And I'll give you a hint. It involves where you are physically, where you are geographically, what your environment is in terms of your living and working and healthy space, and where you are mentally. So please subscribe to the show, and let's keep walking together in this podcast towards success and significance. Until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to MindsetCoachPodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.